Inom tayo?
Handa ka bang balikan lahat?
Hindi ganun kadali yun.
Kaya nga, uunti-untihin.
Welcome to the Popoy and Basher Podcast, a podcast about the best and worst of Pinoy rom-com movies by amateur film critics. I'm your host, Danny. This is Eugene. Say hi.
Hi, Danny.
So what are we expecting in today's episode?
In today's episode, we'll be talking about the 2019 movie Alone Together, starring Lisa Sobrano and Enrique Hill, written and directed by Antoinette Hadaone. Alone Together, according to Netflix, 8 years after their breakup, college sweethearts Christine and Raph reconnect at different points in their lives as feelings from the past surface.
How intriguing. Feelings from the past.
What did you think about this movie?
Well, I loved it. There isn't much to say when I love movies. I was telling you earlier that I find it so hard to talk about movies that I actually like because I end up saying more about the movies that I hated. And I think if our listeners are following this podcast, our episode one, I had a lot to say about Always Be My Maybe. But yeah, I love this movie. It was such a handsome looking film. It was so well done. I do love the uniqueness of the story. But I can go into detail about that later. What did you think of this movie?
Oh, I like this movie. Lisa Sobrano is so beautiful.
She's so pretty.
In a classy way, not in a pa-sexy way. And she acts really well. I like her transformation from colegiala to late 20s working woman secretary.
And she's like really young, no?
I was so surprised. So when that movie was shot 2 years ago, no, 2019. So just last year, she was 21 or 20, I think.
And she was supposed to play
27, 28. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did it really well.
What else did you like about this movie?
I have three main things. Lisa Sobrano as that whole character. I liked, and later I want to remind, I want to say what I don't like because it's kind of the contrast of this. So Lisa Sobrano plays Tin Tin.
Tin, yes.
Tin.
I think Christine. Tin, Tin. Actually, Christine.
But she was referred to as Tin, di ba?
Yeah.
Her character development was really nice. Her acting was really nice. Her whole persona and her whole psychology was just really well thought of.
Wow, her psychology.
Yes,
I want you to go into that more later.
Her motivations, why she was held back, just that whole experience for her manifested in the movie really well with just the, I think, right amount of detail to really flesh out the character. What did you think about Lisa Sobrano?
Oh, only thoughts about Lisa.
Talk about Enrique Hill later.
Actually, what I wrote was the one thing that I also liked about this movie was her great acting performance, and she made me want to learn how to put a wardrobe together and like all of her outfits. Like maybe kudos to, I guess, the wardrobe costume team because she looks so classy. She dresses so her makeup is on point, and no matter her age, like you can tell, okay, at this age, someone like her would have been wearing this. It was really great. Best thing about this movie also is that I'm happy we were able to watch it here on Netflix in the US, which is great because if it's available internationally, it'd be great if more people got to watch this movie. Another great thing about this movie was how relatable it was. And also how real it felt, even when the characters felt flawed. The main character, Tin, was flawed in every way. And that's what I really liked about the movie, because she's not perfect. Nothing was working out for her. And it's, there are moments na papasabi ko, you're so bobo. Like, why are you still in that shitty relationship? And get out. You're rooting for her at the same time. Parang may inis ka. Real, she felt very real.
It's weird that you say that, because I guess I put it in the dislike column, the character of Greg, played by Luis Alandi.
Ah, that was Luis Alandi.
Yeah, that was Luis Alandi. I guess it's not that I don't like it, but I guess he played it really well for me to not like him as a person, right? Mm-hmm. Not just an acting thing. He played it well. Na it can actually be believable because Issa Sobrano is so pretty.
Oh, while we're talking about the character of what's his name, Greg, diba? Luis Alandi. I was trying to remember. Like, this movie did not have an antagonist. Tapos siya na yung pinaka-antagonist, I think.
Yeah.
Because the girlfriend, I think yung maging new girlfriend ni Enrique Hill, ni Raff, is played by Jasmine Curtis, who on YouTube someone wrote yung pambansang yung pambansang annoying sa new girlfriend ng bida.
Wow.
That's her role. So the thing is, she was not the contrabida in this movie. So Luis Alandi, I think, was supposed to be the contrabida, but then I remember thinking he wasn't even a bad guy. He was just like doing his thing. He was just being he was too busy with his work, treated her like a professional. I mean, sorry, treated Tin like a professional. And it's just interesting how he doesn't have to be like ruthless salbahe na nanakit ng tao to be seen as an antagonist.
A cheater.
Yeah, he didn't even have to cheat, but then you have to pin the blame on someone. But antagonists can come in any form, maybe.
That is interesting. I wonder, you're correct. Greg's character, or Greg, had the correct motivations to be like that, mm-hmm. to be hated on, even though it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
He's a provider, go-getter, he's just working hard.
And diba, he was gonna get her a job pa nga, when they were breaking up.
But then, maybe contrast to Tin and all her beauty and smartness and what she went through, because she had that traumatic experience of being part of a scam.
Yeah.
And then Greg saved her.
Yeah. And that helped form her character too. See, Tin, mm-hmm. because she became the way she was because of so many things, right? And I think that big pivotal moment in her life where she messed up and then someone saved her. So that
now she's indebted to Greg.
Yeah,
that sucks for Tin. I think I wrote here also part of Tin's character's beauty is that she can be anything she wants, mm-hmm. but really the guilt or indebtedness, how would you describe that?
How she ended up?
How did she end up not, you know, leaving the guy? Because she was indebted to him.
I don't know. So I guess it makes sense to a character to feel trapped in that situation, and it just carries on for the rest of your life. Let's go back to what else did we like about this movie. Part of my general thoughts was thinking about the title itself. I realized saying alone together, was that supposed to make me think? And I mean, it did make me think. It felt like we're dealing with opposites here, alone and together, and then a big part of the movie had to do with dreams. So it could be like fulfilling dreams and then broken dreams. Because you see both happen. Yung alone together, you see that happening for both characters. Well, mostly for Lisa.
But also for Raph.
Yeah, they could be together with someone physically, but then they still felt alone in their relationship. I don't know if it was meant to be like that.
Good.
It's finding love and then losing love, about being together, nga, being alone, going back to the past, moving on. So I found that maybe I looked too much into the title, but I felt me contrast. I do love a movie with contrast.
Yeah, you love you like a well thought out movie, obviously.
You know what, Ake? Now it's a really good movie, because even just with the character of Greg, with Greg, there's so much we had to say about that. No, how interesting.
Yeah. What else is there to say about this movie? It's just so good. I wanted to talk about this movie is Lisa Sobrano's movie.
Yeah, it was just hers. It's a shame Enrique Hill's character not only went, I wrote, along with med school, maybe he should also go to acting school. Hindi siya magaling mag-acting. And every time the two have a scene, Enrique and Liza, you can tell who the supporting guy, the supporting person is.
I wrote here that Enrique Hill was just so overpowered by Liza Soprano.
Yeah, it's she's not so... Actually, it's not his fault he's bad. It's just that she was so good.
So good, yes. Yeah. She was so beautiful and poised and in whatever point in her life is.
Yes, and di siya umiiyak just because a scene calls for her being sad. She doesn't just do the, you know, when you have to cry on cue, you know. It's like a lot of the time the tears made sense. She's so good.
Damn, this movie is so good. Watch it.
Oh, I have another thing to add about what I liked about this movie. I like how you didn't have to be a UP student to be able to relate to the life at university. Because I'm sure a lot of UP students felt nostalgic with the scenes and around UP, you know, the sunken garden, eating isaw, and the scenes being shot outside the buildings, whatever, Malcolm Hall, Palma Hall, and that restaurant. I kept pointing out, diba, and yung, kahit yung lantern parade,
yeah,
you didn't have to be a UP. It didn't feel like inclusive, like you have to be like an exclusive sort of thing that you have to be in on the joke. I remember there's a movie that came out before, like Scholar or Payups or something.
Scholar ng Bayan?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But there is a movie that's kind of like that, not only dedicated to this culture, yeah, like this sort of university culture, and you won't get it if you didn't know it. So, yeah. And the same way, you don't have to, the movie does a really great job at explaining struggles of a student and struggles of a young professional, and you don't have to be any of those to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is coming from two Lasallians, by the way.
Yeah, so I feel connected to UP.
Buti ka pa.
And finally, what I really loved about this movie is that finally we're seeing a movie that celebrates singlehood, that shows the audience that singlehood can actually make someone a better person. And at the end of the movie, well, almost at the end, you see her becoming her own person and not like wallowing in it. Although wallowing is not bad, she definitely had her moments of sadness. Na, yeah. I think she went after.
Yep.
She went after Greg. Yeah. Greg, I know. Raph. Greg, Raph. Enrique Raph. Yeah. And then he basically rejects her.
Yeah, because Ali, Jasmine Curtis Smith, got pregnant. So he wanted to be a good father, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Which I think is that a responsible thing? Is.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Yeah,
it he's was, a good guy.
Yeah,
so, he chose to focus on his family.
You're correct. So there's really no antagonist. Mm-mm, it's just the situation.
It's
really,
just life.
Yeah, it's just life. So pretty good. Okay. I mean, what else to say? Again, it's just so good.
What do you? I'm curious about what you felt about like the other characters. Do you have any other opinions about Greg or Ali?
Poor Ali. Ali's just like a side character, but
I'm sure she was really great. You know, they didn't even show her as that bitchesang, you know, the other woman. But if anything, it's Christine who's the other woman.
It was just really a situation that called for it, and like, how can we come out of the situation the best way we can? Right? Which is just life. Everybody is trying to come out at their best.
Yeah, I'm just so happy that this movie made sense. And I guess it could have been Hugo. It could have been cheesier, but it wasn't. It didn't get there. It's so well, ano yung templa. Tama yung templa.
I won't even call this New York the movie.
It's not New York the movie, right?
It's not New York
the movie. It's not a destination.
Yeah, it's not a destination, which is so refreshing.
But yeah, they did shoot around New York. And they did all of those New York things.
It had a specific plot motive, which is museums, diba?
It felt,
it felt natural.
Even if the goal was really just to showcase New York, it felt like a natural choice.
Yeah, because it was clear she liked museums. She liked that she worked at the National Museum, and she kept on talking about the Met, the Guggenheim, MoMA.
Even UP, as a, because that's not just. It didn't just happen to be the school they went to. Mm-hmm. I think there's a whole culture that's I don't know where Lasallians, but then I guess being a UP graduate, it's its own character, I think.
Yeah. Diba? She said goodbye to the professor. Yeah. It was really disappointing for her to just to end up to something that she didn't really wanted and strive for when she was in university.
And then that's why even her professor said, he had this whole speech about her parang scholar ka ng bayan and, you know, make our country proud and all of that. I think that's a very UP specific, you know, that scholar ng bayan is UP lang, diba?
Yeah. So our parents paid for our
tuition. I don't know.
You can only play that with UP students, I guess. UP alumni.
And they didn't just shoot there for the sake of the, you know, giant lawn and the...
So I guess another... That's a really good point because it's another like good description of how Lisa Sobrano's character was really layered on top of each other, which made the motivations for her decisions really clear, really logical. A psychologist will really enjoy this movie.
And even maybe her upbringing, although her family life wasn't clear lang to me. She had a cool mom, I think. This was like one of those cool moms for once in Pinoy movies, hindi yung mga pakialamerang.
Yeah. There was a crying moment that they had an analogy which was really good.
Something about art? Was it art? No. Something in your eye?
Yeah, or something. But it was really heartfelt and that made sense as well.
Yeah. This is finally a likable movie mom, movie parent in Pinoy rom-coms.
Okay.
Ano pa ba? Wait. We don't have time. We don't have the time.
It's such a good movie. It's all good points. I can only say watch it.
Were you satisfied with the ending?
I wish they didn't end up together.
I was going to say the same thing. But I feel like they still have to sell the movie or they can't let people down. When they say people, I guess the general audience who came to watch it because they're fans of... what's their couple name? This is Liz Quinn. As weird as that sounds. Oh, Liz Quinn.
Liz.
They combine the names.
Enrique, the Q-U-E.
So Liz Quinn. Let's Google later how to pronounce Liz Quinn. But like J. Dean.
Yeah.
James and Dean. But people, I think, say Jadine.
Hindi ba Jadine?
Hindi ko. It's a James, right?
Oh,
so maybe okay. Jadine. Yeah, so Liz Quinn, maybe the ending was just, fine, they end up together. For the fans.
At least they didn't like drown us in that ending. So the ending was they go back to National Museum. Now, Raph.
With a baby, right?
Raph had the baby and Raph didn't end up with Ali.
So they didn't end up together, but it was still open-ended because it wasn't like free na ako, tayo na ulit.
So it was like her situation with Greg na merong kid si Greg and then she played mom or the tita
and the ano ba yaya secretary
din
secretary,
yaya.
Secretary siya secretary yaya tita mom.
But again, that's I can't say anything better. That was part of character building for Tin again. Na she played this weird role between a tita, a mom, a secretary, and a lover to Greg. Imagine that working environment.
I wonder nga if this movie had, let's say, may sequel. Parang si Lisa. Ganun na naman yung role niya. She'll be with a guy who has a kid and then she'll be the tita na naman to the kid.
But I think she has learned her lesson because now she's a curator and all that.
But then she'll be indebted to
Raph. No, because Raph saved her.
Raph saved her from, I guess, a shitty
relationship.
Would-be future. Now she can't leave him and then she's stuck in her cycle.
No, I don't think so. I think she has grown as a character to be able to chase her dreams and take that risk, right? So even if it ended up like that, na medyo ambiguous, I still would have preferred that they were not together because then your point a while ago about it's okay to be single will be really nice and the growth will be different. parang yeah, they both grew and they've both matured and learned from their experience. Na anything after that will be really good for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Earlier we were watching an interview of the director, Tonette Hadaone. She said in this interview, or was it a talk? I think she says that we're at our most creative when we're at our saddest. I think this is in reference to a lot of the other movies that she's written, where it's mostly about healing from a breakup. And you can tell, na, knowing that, you can really see that being translated to this character.
So how she grew,
yeah.
What was that trauma, and how she grew out of that,
yeah.
Out of that.
Yeah. And you can tell that maybe whoever wrote this movie, maybe the writing process in this movie was really from Tin's. I mean, yeah, from that perspective. Like whoever wrote it, that might have happened to them, and I guess whatever happened to the Raph character, that would have been a nice projection of how you'd want it to be.
Na merong savior of sorts.
That's Greg. Ah, yeah, basta whoever ex was.
Yeah, but it's like somebody coming back or...
Yeah, it would be a nice idealized vision of how your relationship would be if someone from the past happened to resurface.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I guess it can turn out nice, and it doesn't always have to be like galit ako sa'yo forever.
for our listeners, that's a hint there of our relationship right there, of our past.
Anyway,
I know that you would recommend this movie. So let's say, how would you rate this movie? 0 being you will end up with Greg for the rest of your life. Somebody
so in this Greg too.
In this weird relationship na you're the tita, mommy, secretary, cook, maid, driver, and lover. Mm-hmm. And then all the way to 10, you can teleport to any art museum that you want to go in a snap of a finger. How would you rate this movie?
So... I don't understand the range pa rin. So it's like on a scale of Greg to Art Museum?
Art Museum teleportation.
The tower.
Oh, yeah. Would you rate it 0 to 10?
So it's ending up with Greg and then...
Being able to teleport. Any museum you want.
Greg wasn't bad. I was kidding. Of course a 10, maybe an 11 because... I think it deserves multiple viewings, and depending on where you are in your life, it'll mean something different. I think I got that from someone that I think it was Katz who said something like that. Hello, Katz. It'll maybe if I watch it again next year, or if I feel like I'm in a different place in my life, it'll probably mean something different. I think, did we watch this movie together? I think we watched this movie alone together. No. Hindi. Because you were here when you watched it.
So I was alone.
You were alone. And I know I watched it in the cinema sa BGC alone also. And I was so proud kasi holiday yata yun eh. And then I watched a movie alone. And that was the first time I watched a movie alone in the cinema.
Wow. So yeah, we were alone together.
You watched a movie alone together.
So 11 for you. Don't break the roofs, but we will have baseline now. You're building a baseline now. Is it really that high for you?
Hindi. Maybe 10 na lang.
10.
I have an 11 though. My 11
okay,
is...
Okay, reserve that for
you. Yeah, you know my 11.
Yeah.
But that could be a 10. The only thing that made it not an 11 was maybe the ending. No, not the ending. Yung pambansang bagong girlfriend talaga. No, yeah. 10 na lang.
10?
Yeah, not na lang. 10 is perfect.
10 is perfect.
Ikaw,
wow.
Ano yung opinion? Rating. How would you rate this movie from, what is it? Ending up with Greg.
Ending up with Greg or being able to teleport to any art museum that I want. I would rank this a 9.
Okay.
Because hindi siya rom-com.
Ah, yes. We said we would review rom. Kasalanan ng movie. It's a romance drama.
But it's just so good. It's very hard to give it a 9. I want to give it a 10.
You want comedy talaga.
I want to give it a 10, but it just became a one-person movie. It became a one-man act. one-woman act, right? Of just Lisa Sobrano's powerhouse performance. Na everything around her is just the background.
So, hindi siya nag-share ng spotlight.
Hindi siya nag-share. Nag-monologue na lang sana siya.
Grabe naman.
But it's just so good. Hindi siya romance movie for me. It was a growth movie. It was Lisa Sobrano's. It was teens growing up movie.
That's why it's a great movie.
Not 10 for me yet. Maybe. Still a 9.
Grabe. Okay. I will think about that rating more. Because I don't think it's fair. It's like you don't want to give it a 10 because it was that good.
No, I'm not saying that, but because this is
may imbalance.
Oh, may imbalance. And this is supposed to be, you know, romance. But
you meron kang supposed to be eh. But it could be anything.
It could be anything.
Just because it didn't fall into the genre that you were expecting.
Okay.
Hindi naman. Ayoko tayong
invalidate. I will say it a 9. Yeah.
9?
Yeah. Could have been better somewhere. But it was just really good, but I'm still putting it in a 9. That's just my own taste. Yeah.
Okay. I think I have an explanation for the 10 and not an 11. When you mentioned rom-com, I think I still do want a little bit of lightheartedness in, you know, these kinds of movies and romance movies. There's just so much drama now that I realize it. Ang daming drama and they're so young. Yeah. But then again, they went through so much in their lives. But in the movie, ano ba yung pinaka-comedy?
I can't think of any. I guess nung nagiinuman sila and then...
Nagiinuman?
But there was no jokes. What? I'm looking for jokes. But
I know na. Merong mga funny. There was a funny moment yung tinutukso siya ng mga friends ni. Yung parang hihihi. Tapos na, tapos nagtutulohan.
It's not funny though when they were young. Yeah.
There are no jokes.
No jokes.
It's a cute moment.
Correct.
But no. Okay nga lang yun eh.
Yeah, and even the kilig was just right amount of kilig.
They were more sad than they were killing.
But there were moments that I wish they would get together. What? This happened?
Well, I guess may unintentionally funny moments. Like, okay, Enrique Hill just shows up in New York.
Yeah.
Dami mong time, doctor.
I won't say it's funny, but it...
Yung nga, unintentionally funny. Parang may I guess you have to just suspend your disbelief in that moment. I guess he just has to be in New York too. Wow. Nakakapagod to talk about
a good movie
or any movie.
And with that, this has been the Popoy and Basher podcast.
I'm Dania
and this is Eugene.
See you in the next episode.
Bye.